bring down on us, bring down this ministry, bring down our nation, bring down our families, bring down in this service, bring down Holy Ghost. We have no other but we depend on you. Blessed be your holy name. Blessed be your holy name. Father, we worship you this day. We thank you, Almighty God, that this is a day you have made for us to rejoice and be glad in it. A day of salvation, peace, love, power, and a sound mind. A day of victory, a day of divine health, a day of success, a day we see your glory fall upon your people. Father, we bless your holy name. Be magnified and be glorified. Be exalted forevermore. We worship and we bless your holy name. Thank you, Lord, for your goodness. Thank you for your mercy. Thank you for your truth. Thank you, Lord, for your favor. Father, we thank you now. We welcome your Holy Spirit. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for your Spirit. Freely move in our hearts, in our home, in our cities, in our nation, in our neighborhood. Father, be magnified and glorified forevermore. Lord, freely move in the hearts of your sons and your daughters, even those that are here, those that at home, as the nation is going through certain things, where people are asked to be at home, and most churches are not in operation, but Lord, your word is always in operation. Father, let your word go forth and visit your people. Let your light visit your people. Touch every family. We welcome you, Holy Spirit. Spirit of the living God. Spirit of wisdom. Spirit of knowledge. Spirit of understanding. Spirit of counsel. Spirit of might. Spirit of the fear of the Lord. And all your spirit, which is your holy word. For Jesus, you said, the words you speak, they are spirit and life. We accept your word, we receive them. They work perfectly in our lives, in our homes, in our churches, in our children, in our parents, in every one of us. We lift everyone before you. Everyone from age 120 plus to zero. Those in seed form, those that are running around school age, everyone. We cover everyone with the precious blood of Jesus. We say you are Lord over all our lives. In Jesus' name. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Well, good day, everybody. It's good to be back in the house of the Lord. We bless the name of the Lord. Well, while you are home, since we have limited people that can be here, just people who can help to publish the word of the Lord, may you get your Bible and get your notebooks. And get yourself and acquaint yourself with the Lord today and let the Lord visit you and your family. There is no distance in the spirit. God is going to make a way soon. All of us will be gathered together again in his name in the sanctuary. Praise the Lord. But the Bible says, know ye not, you are the temple of God. So may God visit his temple today. Make yourself available. Turn your Bible to Psalm 20. It's Christmas season. People are hustling. I don't know what's going on out there because I've not really gone to any of the shops, so I don't know what's happening. But this is a good time to reflect because the arm of flesh is failing man, but God never fails. God never fails. Can you say that in your home? God never fails. While I'm talking, I hope you've turned your Bible already to Psalm 20. There are only 9 verses. So, God, we visit you. And God, we make a way where there is no way. There is no dead end in God. When you think you've got to the dead end, God makes a way. He still opens the Red Sea. Hallelujah. There's no dead end in God. Say that. There's no dead end in God. So therefore, there will be no dead end for you and your family. A way must be open. Doesn't matter what that element is. It must open and give way to the word of the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. As you hear this word today and as you prepare to hear the word of the Lord coming out of the Sanctuary of Glory and Peace Church, may your family be touched. May your lives be transformed. All right, Psalm 20. Let's read together.